Senate will please come to order. Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Roll call for Monday, February 16th. Agar excused. Is that correct, Mr. President? Anderson?
Here.
Anselmi Dalton?
Here.
Baldwin?
Here.
Barnard?
Here.
Boner?
Here.
Bouchard?
Here.
Burns?
Here.
Case?
Present.
Christensen?
Here.
Coe?
Here.
Dockstader?
Here.
Driscoll? Driscoll?
Here.
Ellis?
Here.
Emmerich?
Here.
Hastert? Hastert, excused, Mr. President? Excused. Hicks?
Excused.
Excused. Kinski?
Here.
Landon?
Here.
Meyer?
Here.
Moniz?
Here.
Nethercott?
Here.
Pappas?
Here.
Perkins?
Here.
Peterson?
Here.
Rothfuss?
Excused.
Excused. Scott?
Here.
Von Fladern? Wasserberger?
Here.
President Bebout?
Here.
26 present, 4 excused.
Does anybody know where these other senators are by chance? There's Senator Hicks. Senator Christensen?
Chairman,
just a second. Let me turn it on. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, or Mr. President, excuse me. Our Judiciary Committee just adjourned and will resume after lunch or at the beginning of the lunch break, so we may be missing a couple of our judiciaries.
Okay, there's Senator Hicks. Who else isn't here?
Anselmi.
Senator Office and Senator Hastert. Okay, let's get Chris, Senator Rothfuss good, and Senator Hastert. Would you get Senator Hastert, please? Okay, we've got 29 of us. Okay, prayer this morning by Father Tom Cronkleton. Please stand.
Let us pray. Father of mercies and God of all consolation, as we begin our day today, we commend these dear laws of care.
Larry Holtman, our Sergeant of Arms, who died unexpectedly last night. Be with his wife, his family, and his friends, and grant them and us your comfort. Thank you for his 16 years of service to the Senate, and grant him your heavenly peace. Lord God, as this first week of our session draws to a close, be with us in our labors this day, as the deadline to introduce bills is upon us. Help us to push through this day quickly so that we can draw the first week of this session to a close. Let us see in the work that we do today and all the tasks that we have accomplished this week a share in your act of creation. As you rested after you finished bringing the universe into existence, so may we have a good rest this weekend. And may we be able to return Monday refreshed and energized for the next week's endeavors. For those of us who will be on the road this weekend, please grant us safe travel. And for all of us, let's enjoy some time this weekend with family and friends. We ask this in all things in your divine name. Amen.
Amen. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Father, come up here. Father, on behalf of the Senate, I want to thank you for spending the first week with us and your inspirational prayers every morning get us through the day, and certainly have helped us get us through the week, and particularly what you said about Larry. I have a thing for you here from,
you.
From the Senate, and once again, thank you. Would you like to say anything else? Please have the privilege of the floor is yours.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senators and staff, it's always a great honor to be up here and to begin the day with you and to do a little prayer with and for you. So thank you for the honor and the privilege.
Well, members of the Senate, this is certainly a sad day for all of us. You know, Larry would sit right back there, and I'm going to read a little bit about his service to the state, and I'm going to say a few things. He started as a weekend watchman in 2003. He became a telephone receptionist 3 years later. He stayed in that position for another 3 years before moving to doorman in 2009. He was moved to sergeant-at-arms, where he served for the past 7 years. You know, Larry loved the Capitol. And, you know, moving over here was certainly different for all of us, but for him it was as well. And I know that in his dreams he wanted to be the sergeant-at-arms in our restored Capitol. And he'll be there in spirit, that's for darn sure. He leads the entry team and helps coordinate the positions where every spot is covered with breaks and lunches. He and his team complement the security provided by the Highway Patrol troopers and work to coordinate their efforts when a threat is detected. In addition, Larry's presence in the chamber during session is a constant that ensures decorum, protocols, and policies are maintained. He continues to keep current with issues and new techniques for keeping us safe in today's dynamic security environment. His calm and confident demeanor is a setting force that assures us we're always safe and cared for. And I had a press conference this morning, and one of the young gentlemen that's a journalist said that he was wearing khaki pants instead of the decorum that we respect and demand in the Senate. And he was reminded by Larry that, you know, maybe you ought to change your your clothes. And I remember one of our senators from up the northeastern part of the state, kind of a big guy. I think all know who I'm talking about, Senator Driscoll. But Larry and Senator Nicholas is out there, former Senator Nicholas. Larry would say, you know, Senator Driscoll, didn't have a tie today. And so, as I recall, I think someone had given us ties and we presented you with a tie, Senator Driscoll. But that was Larry, and he retired after nearly 27 years serving our country in the U.S. Air Force, where he attained the rank of, listen to this, and that's the way he was back there, Chief Master Sergeant. We all know what that means. My goodness. And after the Air Force, he worked for the State Parks Department for another 15 years. His one son, two grandkids, he and Lila enjoyed exercising every day. Someone mentioned to me that they saw him walking in the Walmart. Our mall. I shouldn't use the name of a large company like that, a retail store. I apologize. Our mall. He enjoyed fishing, as we all do in his spare time. Members of the Senate, he's going to be missed. I can tell you when we had at the beginning of the session, we had a meeting that I attended. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, Mr. Vice President, you had other commitments. You weren't able to be there, but I was there with staff. You know, we are a team in this Senate, in this legislature. And it's all of us, and that team is our staff, and we were there having that meeting, and Larry looked at me, and I might be wrong, Chief Clerk, but he said something to the effect that, you know, I love the Senate, he pointed to me, but it's all of us, the way the last sessions have went, and I want to continue to do that, working with you, and he was here yesterday. How many of you saw him yesterday? You know, and now the Lord has taken him away from us, but not forever. So let's just have another moment of silence for just an incredible Wyoming guy, a great American, someone that loved the Wyoming legislature, and Larry Hootman, who will really be missed. Let's have one more moment of silence, please. Okay, thank you. Does anyone
I'm going to allow anyone a privilege of the floor if anyone would like to say anything. Senator Landon.
Mr. President, thank you. I just wanted to send a prayer to his family. You know, our spouses spend a lot of time back home, and every now and then they get the privilege to come down and see us. And I'll never forget how he made my wife, Robin, feel. Just made sure that she knew that she was part of the family, too. And I got caught one time without my coat, too, Mr. President, and I've tried never to do that again. But anyway, we're sure going to miss him.
Anybody else? Okay, well, he would want us to continue and to do the work we do in the Senate, and that means we have an agenda, we have a session, we have issues to deal with, and we will continue. Just a second. We have music this morning as well, and my chief clerk was reminding me. Okay. Will the reading clerk please read the Journal Committee report?
Mr. President, your Journal Committee reports that the Journal of February 15, 2018 has been read and recommends that it be approved. Senator Bouchard, Chairman.
Any objections? There being none, the report is adopted. Doctor of the Day, Dr. Fall from Gillette. Welcome, sir. Good to have you here. And also from northeastern Wyoming, Carol Jones, Weston County Health Services. Thank you. Welcome. Today in Wyoming history, Governor Richards signed an act that required county commissions to raise taxes for the purpose of building a residence for the governor. Anybody know what year that is? Not 2018, 1901. Today is day 5 of the proposed 20-day session and the last day for bill introductions. We have with us today a special performance by the Laramie High School's orchestra. Senator Rothfuss, Mr. Minority Floridy, arranged this, and thank you very much for doing it. The group performs an assortment of including classical Latin, folk, and pop. The chamber orchestra has performed, please come on in a variety of venues, including the Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts in Washington, D.C. They are directed by Sarah McCoy. I think that performing in the Senate will be a level above the Kennedy Center, in my opinion. Let's welcome these people to the Senate. And let's please direct our mics, if we could, members out there, and I'll turn them on for you in the front row. Take your time. We've just got Senate files to deal with. Might want to move over here a little bit more, please, this way, just to make sure we get all of you. And you can speak into the mic and introduce whatever you'd like. No, right up there, the one out there is working, if you'd like to do that.
Good morning. Thank you so much for inviting us to perform for you. This is the Laramie High School Chamber Orchestra, and they will be performing the Hoedown from Copland's Rodeo.
Thank you.
Would you like to say anything else?
That's it. Thank you again for having us.
Well, before you leave, how about Orange Blossom Special?
Oh, well, have to practice.
Oh. Do you have an encore?
We do.
Thank you, Senator Perkins. Let's, if you don't mind, is that okay with everybody in the Senate?
Yeah!
Okay. Please.
Is it this microphone that's on?
It's not Orange Blossom, but it's themes from Pirates of the Caribbean, so I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you and all you young students so much. And members of the Senate, this is the high school orchestra. And if you think that we have a bunch of talented people in Wyoming, we do. And look at them. They're right here in front of you. So thank you so much. And, boy, what a, you know, a lot of us, we have Senator Peterson in the back that's really so inclined musically. Some of us tried to be. I was in high school. I didn't do a very good job. But I really, really appreciate you being here. Thank you again, Senator Office. Best of luck. Take care.
Thank you.
Senator Landon.
Mr. President, as those outstanding musicians exit the chamber, if I could have privilege of the floor real quickly.
Yes, sir, you may.
Thank you. Mr. President, I've got a couple of friends at the back of the room, Anna Mae Schickish and Hank Hubbersland from just down the street from my house, the best high school in the state of Wyoming, Kelly Walsh Trojans. Would you, they're down here to find out what we do here in the Wyoming State Senate and to maybe learn a little bit. So would you please help me welcome, Mr. President, Anna Mae Schickish and Hank Hubbersland.
Senator Landon, is that why you're both of you are wearing green ties today? The Kelly Trojans?
Go Trojans.
Just Senator Coe.
Can I have privilege of the floor?
Yes, sir, you may.
Seated right back here in the brown coat here is the Mayor of Cody, Matt Hall. And in the gallery is his wife, Jennifer, back there. And I helped raise both of these young people. That's why they turned out so well. And also in the gallery, we have the Leadership Wyoming class. Would you join me in welcoming all of them to the Senate?
Mayor Hall, welcome to the Senate. Appreciate you being here. And that's one of the good things, Senator Kogol has raised you. That's what really happened. Maybe it's the other way around. In that particular case, Senator Case.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. I just thought we might take a I would like the privilege of the floor, please.
Yes, sir, you may.
Thank you. I would like thought it might be nice to take a moment and think about this wonderful group of musicians and inspiring young musicians who were here, and it was stunning, wasn't it? And it's hard to imagine, Mr. President, they did it without us putting that requirement in the core curriculum of Wyoming or require them to have coding classes every day.
So noted, Senator Case. Thank you. You know, into Leadership Wyoming, even though the best class was 2001, but that's all debatable, I want to welcome all of you here. Good to have you here, and thanks for doing it. And we're proud of you and compliment you on being involved in that class. Senator Hastert, go ahead.
Mr. President, may I have privilege?
Yes, sir, you may.
Mr. President, and in welcoming the Leadership Wyoming class, it's using my point of privilege to introduce an individual from Green River, Andre, sitting in the back on the Andre Alvarez. He's the maintenance manager for Genesis Alkali, where I work, and he's kind of my boss's boss there, in there somewhere. I always like to put a plug in for the maintenance department there, but I'd like you all to welcome Andre to the Senate, please.
So, Andre, if I understand it right, in the chain of command, Senator Hastert is somewhere underneath you, so I want to talk to you before you leave. I've got some ideas. Go ahead, Senator Driscoll. Do you want
Mr. President,
you may
President,
have it.
The floor, please.
With your permission, I'd like to bring up the Wyoming. Just a second. Let me turn you on. Go ahead now.
With your permission, I'd like to bring up the Wyoming State FFA officers team, Trey Campbell, President from Casper. Quentin Motor, second vice president, hometown Casper. Addison Rosner, secretary, hometown from Frontier, Wyoming. Sydney Eller, reporter from Glendale. Aaron Kirsch from High Plains chapter. Madison Anderson, vice president from Ten Sleep. Garrett Hardigan from Frontier chapter. Hunter Galuzio, treasurer from High Plains chapter. Taylor West, Sentinel, from Buffalo. We all know how big an organization FFA is. My daughter's one of the proud past officers. I'd like to bring him up front, have him say hi, and maybe a few words at your convenience, Mr. President.
Yes, sir, Senator Driscoll. Please come on up here in the front. Just stand over here on the side. We'll get a picture. I want to get a picture of all of you together. And would one of you like to say a few words? We'll grant you that privilege. There's the mic, and please, welcome to the Senate. Come on up, all of you, get around her. Get up here close. There we go. Okay, the privilege is yours. Go ahead. Please introduce yourself.
My name's Madison Anderson, and I'm from Ten Sleep. So, Mr. President and members of the Senate, my team and I just finished signing a proclamation with the governor that declares next week our FFA week, which really kicks off tomorrow. We're here representing the largest The largest youth-led organization both worldwide and statewide, with 3,000 members and 53 chapters in our current enrollment. Our organization focuses on premier leadership, career success, and personal growth, and we're here to embody those for you today. We are so excited to be presenting and representing our organization. We look forward to a future of working with you, and we thank you for the support you already offer our industry, our programs, and our members statewide.
Okay, thank you.
Let's get in here. Come on, Father, we need you in here too. Let's get that. Senator Driscoll, get in. Let's get all of us together in a picture. Be sure you can see the camera. Get down in front, some of the, we'll get this all done.
Okay, everybody, 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Once again, good seeing you.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Yes, thank you. Good seeing you.
Senator Burns.
Mr. President, I've got a few different items I'd like to address to you. One is I would like to ask you for a re-referral of Senate File 66, Volunteer Healthcare, sponsored by the Judiciary Committee, and ask that you re-refer it back to Judiciary, where it should have been in the first place.
Without objection, so ordered. And we won't talk about how all that happened because we understand what happened. Go ahead, Senator Burns.
Mr. President, may I have privilege to the floor, please?
Yes, sir, you may.
Mr. President, I've got two additional items. One is I wish I could introduce some young up-and-comer, but all I have is some decrepit old ex-president who's needed spare parts and will not dally far from any resident doctor he sees anywhere near him.
Including his daughter.
Including his daughter. And, Mr. President, also, being from the introduction of Kelly Walsh as the greatest high school, I'd just like to remind the body that Sheridan High School has won the state championship 3 years going and 4 years going as for We the People. So as to who's the best high school is very much up in the air. That being said, I'd also like to remind the body that the budget bill is being distributed this morning. You'll also be getting a goldenrod, and it'll also be going up on the website. I'll just recall that Committee of the Whole on the budget schedule for Monday and Tuesday, and that we will be explaining it, and you are more than welcome to ask questions to your heart's content, but amendments are not welcome until second reading, and that will be on Wednesday. Then we'll take a day off. And also, make sure any second reading amendments you have in case you do not find this budget to be an art of perfection, any amendments, make sure you have them in by 5 o'clock on Tuesday. Then we will take Thursday off. If you have any third reading amendments, make sure you have them in by 5 o'clock Thursday, and we will do third and final reading of the budget on Friday.
Thank you, Senator Byrne. The only thing I would remind you of is that the football coach from Sheridan learned how to be a great coach at Riverton. Senator Burns, go ahead.
Mr. President, that is absolutely true. He is a great coach. He was a great coach at Riverton. He's a great coach at Sheridan. And the only reason I bring this up is he is just retired from Sheridan, much to the delight of the speaker down at the other end of the building.
Senator Nicholas, welcome. It's good to see you.
You're not going to offer me the privilege of the floor?
Yes, sir, I will.
You might speak. Turn my mic off, please.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. President. You know, what a difference a year makes. It's been the first time I've been in this building where I really felt good for about 3 years. It's a wonderful gift to leave here all yellow and 3 months later, you get another, somebody else's body part. Last month, I look at my labs. I'm thinking, these aren't my labs. They belong to, unfortunately, a young woman in Kansas. But what I didn't realize is that the healing process takes longer. When you have, when you're declining and your liver dies out, you're actually starving to death. So the while everybody else was getting heavy here, I was getting skinnier while we were watching everybody. But about November, things started kicking in great, and this this month has been fantastic. We celebrated my anniversary, which we call the family birthday, about a week ago. January 31st was my transplant, and just a great event. I've been reading my emails to you, Mr. President, trying to figure out how to get an airplane to Rochester. We were talking about a lot of different things. My, what a difference a year makes. But the last couple of months has just been euphoric. I mean, every you wake up, you're in good shape. I arrive here, and I really miss being here. I love you guys. I love the ladies. I love the being this institution. I wish I was here, except that about the time I thought about that, I looked at my iPad, and Steamboat had 15 inches of snow. If I hadn't come here this morning, I'd been skiing with my children. You know, there's time for everything. So I love this, but I also love skiing. It's been great this year. You guys do great work. I wish I was here, but not that much. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator Nicholas. What a morning, and it's still early. Okay, we're at that order of business, introduction, reading, and reference of bills. Members of the Senate, I believe you have a list of the bills in front of you for the introductory votes. There's one bill that's not on there that will be at the end of the day. It will be Senate File 71, just for everybody's information. It will be after Senate File 67. And, Mr. Majority Floor Leader, I believe that every Senate file and or joint resolution that was introduced or was filed appropriately will have been discussed and have the opportunity for introductory vote. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
I did do a search of your office, and I didn't find any in any of your drawers or anywhere else. I did a search of my office. I haven't found any in my drawers or anywhere else. I think this is all of them.
Thank you, Mr. Majority Floor Leader. I also looked because I have been known to lose bills, not intentionally. Senate File 112, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 112, Retirement Center and Pioneer Home, sponsored by the Joint Appropriations Committee.
Senator Burns.
Mr. Chairman, I'm sorry. I move for introduction of Senate File 112, Retirement Home and Pioneer, Retirement Center and Pioneer Home, for a further explanation on the bill. I would like to call on, I can't remember who, so I guess I'll do the explanation. Mr. Chairman, what this bill does is it calls on the Department of Health to study the retirement home and the retirement center in Basin and the Pioneer Home in Thermopolis to see if they would be better operated as a private enterprise. This is not the idea, and its specific list in the bill is not to close it, not to close them, but to see if they would be better if they were privatized. And it is just a study by the Department of Health.
Please call the roll.
Agar excused. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Kinski, aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Moniz?
Aye.
Nethercott?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Nope.
No. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Von Fladern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. Senate file 112, 28 aye, 1 no, 1 excused.
Senate file 112, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate file 112 shall be referred to committee number 2, appropriations, Senate file 118, first reading of the Senate file.
Senate File 118, Kickstart Wyoming Economic Diversification, sponsored by the Management Council.
Mr. Vice President.
Mr. President, I move introduction of Senate File 118 and ask for the body's favorable consideration. This is part of the endow, and so it has Kickstart Wyoming and Startup Wyoming, which is two granting programs that have some connectivity to the private sector as far as matching funds. It also allows the matching funds to be used for any federal grants that may be out there. So it goes into, creating the Wyoming Research and Innovative Program, creating the Startup Wyoming and Kickstart Wyoming programs, specifying criteria for newly created and existing programs and initiatives, creating sub-accounts within the economic diversification account, authorizing use of the funds, approved projects. So the council, business council, is in charge of this. It mostly goes to the business council that work with the university to decide what matching funds can be brought for the federal grants. And then it goes into the business council and has them write criteria for those that want to start a business and gives them as little as $5,000 to kickstart their business and get them to invest in Wyoming, start the business here, and hopefully we get either some patent percentages, should they develop a patent, and or we would get some of the funding from from whatever they do as a business, plus we'd employ Wyomingites and hopefully grow that business to the point if it ever left the state, we would still get paid back our loan or our grant, and it has a appropriation of $5 million to the Startup Wyoming and $6 million to the Wyoming Research and Innovation sub-accounts, and that is to kickstart new businesses in the state and to have matching funds for those federal grants that we so sorely are missing out on at this moment. So with that, I ask the body's favorable consideration.
Please call the roll.
Agar excused. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Baldwin?
Aye.
Barnard?
No.
No. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
No.
No. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
No.
No. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
No.
No. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott? Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Fladern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. Senate file 118, 25 aye, 4 no, 1 excused.
Senate file 118, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate file 118 shall be referred to committee number 9, Minerals. Mr. Vice President, would you please come up here? Senate file 119, first reading of the Senate file.
Senate File 119, Workforce Development Priority Economic Sector Program, sponsored by the Management Council.
Mr. President.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Vice President. Mr. Vice President, I move for the introduction of Senate File 119, Workforce Development Priority Economic Sector Program. Members of the Senate, this is part of the Endow recommendations that we mentioned earlier about this bill and several bills that you talked about yesterday. This is the workforce development part of that component of that particular recommendation, Mr. Vice President. If you look at their prioritization, I believe this was number three on their list. And, of course, when you talk about economic diversity and bringing people into the state with jobs and also creating jobs for young people, workforce development is a very huge part of that. And what this bill does, members of the Senate, is set up a matching program to work with the economy and the jobs out there and the employers to train people for future job opportunities in Wyoming. And if you go through the bill, you can see that the delayed effective date is until such point in time where the Endow Group has an opportunity to come back with their final recommendation in August about which jobs and where we should be concentrating on which industries. It only makes sense if we're going to train these young people to perform these jobs. It ought to be an industry that we want to move forward on. So nothing really happens until August when Endow comes back with their recommendations about the particular industries that we want to train these people for. And there's an appropriation with it, Mr. Vice President. If you recall, last year we set aside $2.5 million for the Endow program. $1.5 million of that was for workforce development. We've captured that money. We moved it into this program. And we've also added $3.5 million additional dollars in case something should come up after August recommendations by the Endow Group to move forward on a particular type of workforce training that might help us. It's a good bill. It's part of our program as we move forward with an economic diversity. I would ask for your support.
Agar excused. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin? Baldwin? Aye. Barnard? Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
No.
Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
No.
No. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
No.
No. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye. Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, Perkins. Perkins? Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott? Aye. Von Platern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. Senate File 119, 26 aye, 3 no, 1 excused.
Senate File 119, having received two-thirds introduction in the Senate, is referred to Committee Number 12, Rules. Next bill for our consideration is 120.
Senate File 120, Government Efficiency Project, sponsored by the Management Council.
Senator Perkins.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move for introduction of the Government Efficiency Project and ask the body to vote aye. Members of the Senate, what you have before you is the continuation and now and trying to begin the implementation of the Government Efficiency Project that we passed last year and went to work on this summer. As you know, in the last bill, we put together a commission that comprised of two legislators, one from this body and one from the other, three members of private sector, somebody from the judiciary branch, and somebody from the executive branch. And we started the work. We hired consultants. They did some deep dives, or not deep dives. They did relatively quick and some hopefully innovative reviews of four of the largest state governments, did a very quick drive-by on every other agency worth $20 million, came up with a list of about 23 specific recommendations. Those recommendations have the ability or the proposal is that somewhere between $100 to $200 million of government efficiencies are out there that in cost savings that would not only reduce costs but also result in, and this is just as important, increased service to taxpayers and the public. So all you have is a continuation of this bill. We start off, we have a brief report in section one of what we kind of did and how we went about doing it. We've got, if you go to three, we set up a, don't have time to do all that, but we set up an account in the state auditor's office, which the bill will appropriate $10 million to. If we do this right, as the savings are identified, they'll be deposited also into that account, so that to some extent they'll be self-funding. If we do it right at the end of the biennium, we'll have more money in that account than we start with. That account is only to help with moving forward in processes in three areas. Ones that improve personnel training, either improve processes or improve technology. Those are the main areas in which we found that we can do a better job and do a number of things to help improve both the service and the efficiency of state government. So it sets up that account. It extends the commission. The commission is expanded to include somebody from ANI, from ETS, and from the state auditor's office to continue to work on these things and move them forward. There'll be probably five bills coming out to various committees to begin to look at it very seriously to implement some of the recommended changes from the studies. Those will be probably assigned out for the next interim. But overall, this will continue that work. The appropriation, like I said, is $10 million if we do it right. That's right at the midpoint of what the consultant's recommendation was, between $10 and $20 million to get these things funded. And so we've got in here, we're trying to have metrics, trying to have plans, trying to have budgets to make sure that when we go about doing these things, it's not a grab bag for new computers and new software, but a way to begin to implement and find efficiencies and cost savings in government. I ask you to vote aye so we can talk about this and work on this bill to get this thing moving forward. Thank you, Mr. President.
Please call the roll.
Agar excused. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Moniz?
Aye.
Nethercott?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Fladern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebau?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing vote. Close. Senate file 120. 29 aye, 1 excuse.
Senate file 120, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate file 120 shall be referred to committee number 3. Revenue, Senate file 121, first reading of the Senate file.
Senate file 121, state-funded capital construction 2, sponsored by the Appropriations Committee.
Senator Burns.
Mr. President, I move for introduction, Senate file 121, state-funded capital construction 2. Mr. Chairman, Mr. President, this is the capital construction bill, so if we want to build all the things on this list, we have to pass this bill. For those who are paying a little closer attention, you'll see that House Bill 194 is basically the same bill on the other side. We're introducing it on this side, too, because, for one thing, we don't know what kind of games they're going to be playing with that bill over there. If that bill seems to be running, straight and true, we can always just put this bill back in a drawer and deal with their bill. Otherwise, we can work as mirror bills, but we want to have the option.
Please call the roll.
Agar excused. Anderson?
Aye.
Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard? No. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
No.
No. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott? Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Platern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebau?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. Senate file 121, 27 aye, 2 no, 1 excused.
Senate file 121, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate file 121 will refer to committee number 2, appropriation, Senate file 111, first reading of the Senate file.
Senate file 111, property taxation, digital currencies, sponsored by Senator Driscoll.
Senator Driscoll.
Mr. President, thank you. I'm going to do something you'll never hear me do again. I'd like for the good Senator Rothfuss to introduce my bill for me. This will be the only time that he'll explain my bill.
Yeah. Members of the Senate, you heard Senator Driscoll say never again. Remember that. Mr. Minority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. Every 8 years, folks, every 8 years. Mr. President, I move for the introduction of Senate File 111, Property Taxation, Digital Currencies, and ask the body for favorable consideration. Mr. President, as most of the members of the body know, this is a session where we're looking at virtual currencies, digital currencies, blockchain technology. There's a lot of consideration going on with regard to these technologies in the state of Wyoming. And this is a little bit of a bill that is helping us to kind of cover our bases and make sure that we have our definitions correct. So it's a pre-cleanup concept. And the concept is based on the idea that the federal government in tax code defines under some circumstances cryptocurrencies as being a property. And the concern that this is trying to address is that through our statutes, we don't consider it to be a property, that we consider it to be a currency in the way that we handle our property taxes. So the objective here is simply to provide that clarification, and you can see on page 2 that it goes into the area of our property tax exemption statute that specifically covers money and cash on hand, including currency, gold, silver, coins, etc., and adds virtual currencies to that list, and then provides the same definition of currency, virtual currency, that we use elsewhere in statute. So it's just a clarification to make sure that our revenue department is covered and doesn't interpret virtual currencies as being a property when we want them statutorily to be handled as a currency, but since they're not clearly recognized as legal tender by the United States government, we wanted to make sure that we clarified what we meant in statute by it. I'd ask the body for favorable consideration.
Please call the roll.
Agar excused. Anderson? No. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson, no. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Baldwin?
Aye.
Barnard?
Aye.
Boner?
Aye.
Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
No.
No. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
No.
No. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Platern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebau?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. Senate file 111, 26 aye, 3 no, 1 excused.
Senate file 111, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate file 111 will be referred to committee number 3. Let me start over. Here, hand that back to me, please. Senate file 111, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate file 111 will be referred to committee number 3, revenue. Senate file 113, first reading of the Senate file.
Senate File 113, Community Development Districts, sponsored by Senator Nethercott.
Senator Nethercott.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move for Senate File 113, Community Development.
Move for introduction.
I move for introduction. My mistake. Senate File 113, Community Development Districts. Good senators, you have before you today a very useful tool that's gone through considerable thought and great measure in making sure that this piece of legislation, this bill, provides a very useful tools to our communities to drive the issue for economic development forward. This bill allows for property owners to petition a governing body of a municipality for a district to allow for enhanced improvements to that district with the approval of the governing body. The impetus for this bill comes from the need from developers in our state that have struggled with the availability of critical infrastructure needs from counties and from municipalities in light of the challenging budgetary times. And so this bill is a culmination of reaching for a solution that meets those needs of our government entities and private developers. And I think this bill does a great job of marrying those two needs to allow for continued development for what the states need for diversification. I'd ask for your favorable consideration for Senate File 113. Thank you.
Please call the roll.
Agar excused. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
No.
No. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Dockstetter?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich? Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Platern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. Senate File 113, 28 aye, 1 no, 1 excused.
Senate File 113 having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 113 shall be referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. Senate File 114, first reading of the Senate file.
Senate File 114, Town and County Development Regulations, sponsored by Senator Anderson.
Senator Anderson.
Mr. President, I move Senate File 114 for introduction and ask for your favorable consideration. I would ask a subject expert to discuss this bill. Senator Driscoll.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, I caught the ball.
Senator Driscoll.
Thanks, fellow senators. This is a really needed bill and an interesting thing. Senate File 114 deals with development regulations, and we've got kind of an interesting trend starting to develop some places nationally, but it's most recently moved its way into the western part of Wyoming. We can probably guess about where. And what this actually amounts to is we've got affordable housing problems everywhere, and we all recognize that, and it's how we deal with them. And so this community to the west of us has started to do something they call extractions. And when you come in to build a new building in town, open a motel, do a restaurant, do whatever, they come forward with a extraction that you have to pay in order to get your permits to build. And the examples I'm going to give you, and these are existing ones right now, if you want to build a 50-room motel in this town, their extraction that they're going to ask you for is going to be somewhere between $500,000 and $1.9 million. This isn't to build the motel. This is to be allowed to get a permit to build it. 2,000-square-foot restaurant, $139,000 to $577,000. This is a big impediment on business. It's a big burden to move to a private property owner. These are guys that own property, have private property rights, and they're getting actually totally in an extraction. To give you a good quote that came out of Tennessee on this same issue, and a guy named Justin Owen, that's the CEO of a prominent organization there, weighed in on Nashville's so-called deal. He said, "This is the Obamacare of housing. It's unfair and illegal to make private properties parties
do the government's job of addressing a part.
Senator Driscoll, please refrain from using our former president, if you would.
Excuse me, it was a quote off a term, so I apologize and will retract. But it does really explain well. And actually, that's a term, not him. Shouldn't argue. But it really does explain what's happened. This is a private property rights bill, and it really is going to stop this practice in Wyoming. It's going to make governments deal with affordable housing how they should, which is direct on and finding creative ways to do it, not through extortion of existing private landowners and businesses. I'd ask your favorable consideration.
Please call the roll.
Agar excused. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Platern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebap?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. Senate File 114, 29 aye, 1 excused.
Senate File 114, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 114 shall be referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations, Senate File 115, first reading of the Senate file.
Senate File 115, Teacher Qualifications, District Determinations, sponsored by Senator Kinski.
Senator Kinski.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move for introduction of Senate File 115. Folks, this is an opportunity to bring some regulatory relief to your schools and your districts that's long overdue. If you haven't heard it multiple times, I have from my educators. If you're going to cut the amount of money you give us, please give us some relief on the loads and the demands that you put upon us. This relates to the Professional Teaching Standards Board and their imposition of a long array of endorsements on certified teachers. So let's go back to when we were in school. If you had a social studies teacher, that teacher could teach, that far back, anthropology or economics or whatever it is that the district determined that teacher, by virtue of their background and training, could teach. And up until 09, the Professional Standards Teaching Board only required as a stamp in addition to your certificate, certification in early childhood education or special education. Starting in 09, there was a proliferation of regulations where it's now up to 4 pages of endorsements, class by class by class. Shop teachers with an FFA background cannot teach FFA. FFA teachers with an ag background can't teach shop, not without going to the university for 27 hours of training and a repetition of their student teaching, endorsement by endorsement by endorsement. What this would do is restore the status quo to 2009 and give the local districts the ability for shop, social studies, math, and science teachers to evaluate their backgrounds and determine whether they are competent to teach any one subject. Folks, the districts are now under the Wyoming Accountability and Education Act, and they ask, let us run our business while we be accountable for the outcomes. Don't tell us how to micromanage the business. I'd urge the body's favorable consideration on introduction.
Please call the roll.
Agar excused. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
No.
No. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Hastert?
No.
No. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer? Aye. Moniz.
Aye.
Nethercott.
Aye.
Pappas.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Aye. Peterson.
Aye.
Rothfuss.
No.
Scott.
Aye.
Von Platern.
No.
Wasserberger.
No.
President Bebout.
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. Senate File 115, 24 aye, 5 no, 1 excused.
Senate File 115, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 115 will be referred to Committee Number 4, Education. Senate File 116, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 116, Retirement Income Security Task Force 2, sponsored by Senator Anderson.
Senator Anderson.
Mr. President, I move Senate File 116 for introduction and ask for your favorable consideration. The study that we're proposing would be out of the Treasurer's Office, who have volunteered to do this with no fiscal impact, extra fiscal impact, I should say. So why do we need this study? The Wyoming Department of Health's long-term care study released October 2017 found that approximately 41% of households between the ages of 55 and 64 have no retirement savings. The average household only has $2,500 saved for retirement. The average household that is near retirement has only $14,500 in saving. It goes without saying that these amounts are woefully inadequate for an individual or family to support themselves in retirement. One of the causes for this lack of retirement savings is that half of American workers have no retirement savings plan offered at their workplace. So what will a task force do? The Wyoming Retirement Security Task Force from the Treasurer's Office will study the issues. Why aren't Wyomingites saving for retirement, or what will be the long-term economic impacts on Wyoming's economy? They'll explore solutions. How can we encourage saving, make it easier for Wyoming small businesses to offer retirement options to their employees? And they'll make recommendations and return and report to the Wyoming legislature on findings and possible actions. Mr. Senators, I ask for your support of this bill. Thank you.
Please call the roll.
Agar excused. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Cope?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstader?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis.
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich.
No.
Aye. Hastert.
No.
No. Hicks.
Aye.
Aye. Kinski.
Aye.
Aye. Landon.
Aye.
Aye. Meyer.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott.
Aye.
Pappas.
Aye.
Aye. Perkins.
Aye.
Aye. Peterson.
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss.
Aye.
Aye. Scott.
Aye.
Aye. Von Platern.
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger.
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout.
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. Senate File 116, 28 aye, 1 no, 1 excused.
Senate File 116, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 116 shall be referred to Committee Number 2, Appropriations. Senate File 117, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 117, School Finance Amendments 3, sponsored by Senator Peterson.
Senator Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move Senate File 117 for introduction and ask for the body's favorable consideration. Before us, good senators and president, is the a bill that addresses somewhat of a, if nobody's heard about this, we have a problem in our state, a challenge, you might say, as far as funding our education model that we presently have in the state of Wyoming. And no matter what side you fall on the issue, you have to admit one thing, that there's two sides of this balance sheet. We seem not to have a taste to enlarge our revenue streams this session, but rather draw down our savings continually to meet these obligations. There's another side of this balance sheet, and that is to reduce some of our expenditures and live within our means while maintaining the priority that education is to us in Wyoming. This bill is an attempt to do just that. This bill phases in a series of efficiency and economizing measures over a period of 4 years. To help offset this phase-in approach, The bill appropriates $10 million the first year, $5 million the second year, with additional appropriation ending the third year. It is projected or estimated to save in the first year $33.9 million, the second year $41 million, and in 2021, $46 million. These are just estimates because every school district's different. As we talk about some of the measures within this bill that we're addressing, health insurance, retirement, class size, which is huge, co-located schools, groundskeepers, and the acres that these schools maintain, all those things that we are going to try to address in this bill. Now, I'd ask the body just to consider one thing, and that is the structure of this bill, and the whole emphasis is the phased-in approach. For a long time, all of our administrators have said, fine, we can live with some of these reductions, but give us some time to adapt and to adjust. Thus, we have the phased-in model. We also have appropriations to help with that phased-in effort. But keep this in mind. As we get this onto the floor and through committee, we can plug in different numbers. If you don't like attacking the health insurance, we can scratch that completely. But the important thing to remember in this bill is the phase-in model. It's livable, it's doable, it's practical. It's an efficient way to address the problem that we currently have. I, for one, feel very uncomfortable about kicking this thing down the road and continue to spend down our savings. I'd ask for your support on this bill. Thank you, President.
Please call the roll.
Agar excused. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton? No. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
No.
Aye. Hastert?
No.
No. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott? Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
No.
No. Scott?
Aye.
Von Platern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
No.
No. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. Senate file 117. 25 aye, 4 no, 1 excused.
Senate file 117, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate file 117 shall be referred to committee number 3. Revenue, Senate Joint Resolution 4, first reading of the Senate Joint Resolution.
Senate Joint Resolution 4, Public School Financing, sponsored by Senator Ellis.
Senator Ellis.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move introduction of Senate Joint Resolution 4 and ask for your favorable consideration. Colleagues, this is a joint resolution which would amend the Wyoming Constitution to specify that the legislature has the authority to determine the amount of public school funding. And it would require and allow us to take into consideration currently available revenues and funding requirements when we're funding our public schools. As I'm sure many of you are familiar, we're faced with a bit of a shortfall, and we're trying to figure out how we can most effectively and wisely spend precious tax dollars. Our Constitution currently requires us to create and maintain a thorough and efficient system of public schools. Throughout a series of court cases commencing in 1980, the Wyoming Supreme Court has determined that we have an obligation and a duty to ensure that those funds are being spent as equitably as possible. This resolution does not seek to end that requirement because that would be a violation of important equal protection rights for all students across the state. However, in subsequent Supreme Court cases, the judiciary has started infringing a bit, in my opinion, on our function and our ability to fund education. Language such as, it is solely the function of the judiciary to do so. Another quote would be, the legislature's paramount priority is to fund education and that competing priorities not of a constitutional magnitude are secondary. Mr. President, I would submit to you that we have to think about the health and safety of our children when we're considering how they're going to perform academically in our schools. The court has also made comments such as, a lack of financial resources will not be an acceptable reason for failing to provide the best educational system possible. Such language has been used to infer that we have an obligation and a right to raise taxes on the citizens of Wyoming. And I would argue that we need to have a better understanding of how those dollars are being spent before we start reaching into people's pockets and taking their earnings. So, Mr. President, this begins a very important discussion, and I would ask for your favorable consideration.
Please call the roll.
Agar excused. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
No.
Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
No.
No. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Moniz?
Aye.
Nethercott? Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
No.
No. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Platern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
No.
No. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing vote. Close. Senate Joint Resolution 4, 25 aye, 4 no, 1 excused.
Senate Joint Resolution number 4, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate Joint Resolution 4 will be referred to Committee number 4, Education. Senate Joint Resolution 5, first reading of the Senate Joint Resolution.
Senate Joint Resolution 5, promoting individual choice in health care, sponsored by Senator Peterson.
Senator Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move Senate Joint Resolution 5 for introduction and ask for the body's favorable consideration on this joint resolution. Whether you're a fan of resolutions or not, we have had a problem over the last number of years in Wyoming. Our citizens have been suffering and struggling with the cost of health care, higher health insurance premiums, and all due to the inaction and non-efforts of our federal partners. So this resolution is basically requesting Congress, as well as our Wyoming delegation, to endorse the use of health savings accounts and reinsurance programs, to endow the states with authority to establish health care costs and saving mechanisms on our own, to encourage application for state innovation and waivers. Those are the type of things that I think if they were given to us as a state, we could probably handle our problems and our concerns. And so we're just asking through this resolution to buckle down, get serious about this important issue, and give us some options here in the state of Wyoming to address these critical needs to our citizens of the state of Wyoming. And I'd ask you for your favorable consideration on this joint resolution.
Please call the roll.
Agar excused. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
No.
Hicks?
Aye.
Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Moniz?
Excused.
Moniz excused. Nethercott?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Platern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. Senate Joint Resolution 5, 27 aye, 1 no, 2 excused.
Senate Joint Resolution number 5, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate Joint Resolution 5 shall be referred to Committee number 10, Labor. Senate File 67, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 67, Wyoming Public Lands Day, sponsored by Senator Christensen.
Senator Christensen.
Mr. President, I move for introduction of Senate File 67 and ask for your favorable consideration. Members of the Senate, this is a nice little bill that really celebrates what we all hold dear, and that's Wyoming public lands. One of the special things about this state is not only the amount of land, the access, the many ways it's used, but it truly changes our quality of life. All this bill does is say that there's going to be a proclamation on the 3rd May of each year to designate it as Public Lands Day, and people may observe it, celebrate it however they'd like. Maybe they go out and fish, go out and clean the land, do whatever it is that they enjoy about it. It's an opportunity for our public schools and our kids to understand the rich bounty that Wyoming has that separates us from a lot of the country. There's no appropriation tied to it. There's no big commitment. It's not going to take a lot of action. I will tell you, though, that State Parks is anxious to have this to help kind of further their mission on education and make people aware of what's going on out there in the state. You know, this bill celebrates the land we all hold dear and that we all share, and I encourage you to support this nice bill.
Please call the roll.
Agar excused. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
No.
No. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
No.
No. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Fladern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger? Aye. President Bebout.
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing vote. Closed. Senate file 67, 27 aye, 2 no, 1 excused.
Senate file 67, excuse me, Senate file 67 have received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction. Senate file 67 shall be referred to committee number 12. Rules. Senate file 71, first reading of the Senate file.
Senate File 71, Stand Your Ground, sponsored by Senator Bouchard.
Senator Bouchard.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move introduction of Senate File 71 and ask for your favorable consideration. This bill is a much-needed bill in Wyoming. It turns the tables on the criminal element in Wyoming, which often use our court systems to tie up law-abiding citizens who are just defending themselves. This bill is more of a organic approach instead of a holistic approach because other states have already done this. They've removed their duty to retreat, and they've given the citizens the rights to defend themselves and not be frivolously prosecuted through the courts. So I think we've seen this bill. We've talked about it. I think it's a great bill. It's needed. It's going to protect the citizens of Wyoming, and it's going to afford the same protections that we see in other states. So I'm just going to leave it at that and keep it short and sweet.
Please call the roll.
Agar excused. Anderson?
No.
No. Anselmi Dalton?
No.
No. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
No.
No. Hicks? Hicks? Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
No.
No. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Fladern?
No.
No. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing vote. Closed. Senate file 71. 24 aye, 5 no, 1 excused.
Senate file 71, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate file 71 shall be referred to committee number 5, Agriculture. Introduction of our Senate budget bill, Senate file 1, first reading of the Senate file.
Senate File 1, General Government Appropriations, sponsored by the Joint Appropriations Committee.
Pursuant to Joint Rule 14-1B, Senate File 1 is referred directly to Committee of the Whole. Would that order of business build on second reading? Senate File 6, second reading, Senate File.
Senate File 6, Real Estate Exemption Restoration.
Senate File 6, having read two separate times, the question is, shall the Senate File be read a third time? Hearing no objection, so ordered. Senate File 12, second reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 12, Public Service Commission Member Qualifications.
Senate File 12, having read two separate times, the question is, shall the Senate File be read a third time? Hearing no objections, so ordered. Senate File 16, second reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 16, Financial Assurance Class 1 and 5 UIC Wells.
Senate File 16, having read two separate times, the question is, shall the Senate File be read a third time? Hearing no objections, so ordered. Senate File 35, second reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 35, Military Service Relief Act, Additional Protections.
We have a second reading amendment. Will the reading clerk please read in that amendment?
Senate File 35, second reading amendment number 1, page 1, line 4.
Senator Meyer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move second reading amendment to Senate File 30, number 1 to Senate File 35, ask for the body's favorable consideration. We had a good discussion on that bill yesterday, and what I did is I went back in and addressed the concerns that needed to be addressed that weren't already in the bill. Those concerns were, what about tangible property? If you have a cell phone and somebody has an order and they're going out, deciding to take two or three cell phones with them and essentially defraud the contractor, then there were some problems. So what we did is that we inserted on page 4 after line 5 following paragraphs. The first one is nothing in this section shall prohibit the holder of a service contract from requiring the return of tangible property before suspending or terminating the contractual obligations of a person in subsection A. And those are the persons in subsection A are the people that have their orders to go outside a state or are transferred. The other thing, to make sure that the door swung both ways on the penalties, currently there's in the penalty provisions, if a contractor did not offer the provision that somebody could suspend or terminate their contract agreements for the period of time that they were out of the country or out of the area, then there was a fine in that regard. So what we did is basically say that if any person who violates the protections provided to the person, subsection A, and under this subsection, obtains protections of this section through fraudulent means, shall be guilty of a misdemeanor and a fine not to exceed $1,000. So it's the same fine for essentially in this situation, violating the provisions of the Act. So, Mr. President, that goes to two areas. I would stand for questions. If there are none, I'd call for the question.
Senator Office.
Thank you, Mr. President. On and for the amendment, I appreciate the sponsor putting this together. It certainly addresses the concerns that I laid out in discussion in Committee of the Whole. Pretty clean remedy. I hope the body will support it.
Further discussion? Heard of the question? Question being called for. We're voting on second reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 35. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. That amendment has passed. Back on the bill. Senate File, Mr. Senator Meyer.
I wanted to address the concerns that the good majority floor leader had about this bill not taking place on existing contracts. We already had that provision in on page 2, subparagraph B, and this nothing takes place until on or after this act, and nothing takes place until contracts that are either first entered into or renewed. So we've got that. We're not clawing back into and messing with existing agreements. It's just agreements going forward.
Senate File 35 have been read two separate times. The question is, shall the Senate File be read a third time? Hearing no objection, so ordered. Senate File 37, second reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 37, Purple Hearts Day and State.
Senate File 37, having read two separate times, the question is, shall the Senate File be read a third time? Hearing no objections, so ordered. Senate File 44, second reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 44, Fire Protection Revolving Account.
Senate File 44, having read two separate times, Senator Bernard, you wish to have a privilege of the floor or speak?
Mr. President, I would like the privilege of moving this back probably to Tuesday. I have some additional information here. Is this the time to do that?
Yes, it is. Your motion would be to lay it back, but our rules provide you can only lay it back for one day.
That would be fine, Mr. President.
So would you make that motion, please, Senator Bernard?
I would like to make the motion we lay this bill back for one day.
Senator Rothfuss.
Just for the sake of language for the body, we want to ask that something be laid back or ask for division, ask for things that we don't want to be voting on, and then without objection, we will have that take place, and the President will grant that if he doesn't see an objection. If we make a motion, we need to vote on the motion. So perhaps the good senator would withdraw his motion and then simply ask that.
I like it when you ask me to do something rather than ask for a vote. Senator Marner, go ahead. And ask.
Ask the youth president to lay back the bill one day.
Okay, without further objection, it's so noted, we'll lay back Senate File 44 until the next day. That would be Monday. Thank you, Senator Barnard. Senate File 52, having read two separate times, the question is, shall the Senate File be read a third time? Please read it in for the second time first, though.
Senate File 52, Workers' Compensation Rate Discount.
Senate File 52, having read two separate times, the question is, shall the Senate File be read a third time? Hearing no objections, so ordered. Senate File 53, second reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 53, Small Water Projects.
Boom. Senate File 53, having read two separate times, the question is, shall the Senate File be read a third time? Hearing no objections, so ordered. Senate File 54, second reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 54, Water Development Project Requirements.
Senate File 54, having read two separate times, the question is, shall the Senate File be read a third time? Hearing no objections, so ordered. Senate File 61, second reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 61, Hunting Colors Fluorescent Pink.
Senate File 61, having read two separate times, the question is, shall the Senate File be read a third time? Hearing no objections, so ordered. Senator Rothfuss.
May I briefly have privilege of the floor?
Yes, you may.
Mr. President, we've got some excellent students from Laramie's Snowy Range Academy and Mr. Heiser's 8th grade class here watching us in the Senate. I'd appreciate it if they would stand. And if the Senate could welcome them to the Senate, that would be appreciated. Thank you. Welcome.
Welcome to the Senate. It's good to see you today. Senate File 63, second reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 63, Interfund Loan Accounts and Interest Rates.
Senate File 63, having read two separate times, the question is, shall the Senate File be read a third time? Hearing no objections. Do we want to... Oh, we changed our minds. It's so ordered. Senate File 89, second reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 89, Local Government Distributions.
Senate File 89, having read two separate times, the question is, shall the Senate File be read a third time? Hearing no objections, so ordered. Senate File 90, second reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 90, First Judicial District, Number of District Judges.
Senate File 90, having read two separate times, the question is, shall the Senate File be read a third time? Hearing no objections, so ordered. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, do we have a consent list?
Mr. President, we do have a consent list. Mr. President, I move the third reading consent list in the Senate as follows. Senate File 2, legislative budget, Senate File 3, antelope hunt licenses, Senate File 4, regulation of bingo and pull tab games, Senate File 5, Medicine Lodge State Archaeological Site, Senate File 19, uniformity in domestic violence law, Senate File 20, custody in the best interests of the children, Senate File 21, required reports in adoptions, and last but not least, Senate File 81, Game and Fish Department budget requests.
Does anyone wish to have any of these Senate files? Senator Scott.
Mr. President, can we remove Senate File 81, Game and Fish budget requests from the consent?
Okay, that's removed. Any other bills that a senator wishes removed from the consent list? Having read three separate times, the question is, shall these bills pass the Senate? Senate File 2, Legislative Budget. Senate File 3, Antelope Hunt Licenses. Senate File 4, Regulation of Bingo and Pull Tab Games. Senate File 5, Medicine Lodge State Archaeological Site. Senate File 19, Uniformity in Domestic Violence Law. Senate File 20, Custody in the Best Interest of the Children. And Senate File 21, Required Reports in Adoptions. Please call the roll.
On the consent list, Agar excused. Anderson?
Aye.
Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Baldwin?
Aye.
Barnard?
Aye.
Boner?
Aye.
Bouchard?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Dockstetter?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Ellis?
Aye.
Emmerich?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Kinski?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Moniz? Nethercott?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Platern?
Aye.
Wasserberger?
Aye.
President Bebout?
Aye.
On the consent list, 29 aye, one excused. Senate File 2, are there any changes? Closing vote. Closing vote closed. Senate File 2, 29 aye, 1 excused. Senate File 3, are there any changes? Barnard, aye to no. Bouchard, aye to no. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. Senate File 3, 27 aye, 2 no, 1 excused. Senate File 4, are there any changes? Bouchard, aye to no. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. Senate File 4, 28 aye, 1 no, 1 excused. Senate File 5, are there any changes? Closing vote. Closing vote closed. Senate File 5, 29 aye, 1 excused. Senate File 19, are there any changes? Closing vote. Closing vote closed. Senate File 19, 29 aye, 1 excused. Senate File 20, are there any changes? Closing vote. Closing vote closed. Senate File 20, 29 aye, 1 excused. Senate File 21, are there any changes? Closing vote. Closing vote closed. Senate File 21, 29 aye, 1 excused.
Having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the Senate, Senate File 2, Legislative Budget, Senate File 3, Antelope Hunt Licenses, Senate File 4, Regulation of Bingo and Pull Tab Games, Senate File 5, Medicine Bowl Lodge State Archaeological Site, Senate File 19, Uniformity and Domestic Violence Law, Senate File 20, Custody in the Best Interest of the Children, and Senate File 21, Required Reports in Adoptions, have passed the Senate. Senate File 81, third reading of the Senate file. Where is it? Oh, we'll do. Okay, Senate 29, third reading of the Senate file. Where's 81?
Senate File 29, Education, Computer Science, and Computational Thinking, sponsored by the Education Committee, an act relating to education.
Mr. Vice President.
Is 29 on any list, or is it it's just kind of sitting out here? It is on your list?
Mr. Vice President, Senate File 29 is shown on our green sheet as the third reading is of today.
By itself. Sorry, Mr. President.
Okay, Senate File 29, we do have an amendment. Third reading amendment number one, Senator Peterson.
Mr. President,
reading clerk, please read it in.
Senate File 29, third reading amendment number one, corrected copy.
Senator Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move third reading amendment number one to Senate File 29 and ask for the body's favorable consideration. Let me first of all start by apologizing to the body. I meant for this to be a second reading amendment and having a hard time keeping up with the pace of things, Mr. President. So this is a third reading amendment. It's an important issue, at least for me and my thoughts process, as we have the Department of Education develop this or work on this analysis as we talk about computer science in our schools. Keep in mind, fellow senators, we have schools out there right now within our state doing computer science courses. And I think it would be a shame not to query them, question them, ask them their successes, their failures, their shortcomings, their wishes, their ideas in developing this analysis and developing eventually a curriculum for the state of Wyoming. And so, you know, in the education profession, we always hear the term best practices. The practice is going on right now. It's a shame if, you know, maybe it was assumed that they would just automatically do this. But I've learned down here, Mr. President, in my some odd 13 years, not to assume anything. So we need to get specific about this assignment, at least involve those successful and even the non-successful attempts. We have great things to learn from these practices going on throughout our state right now as we talk about computer science. And so that's the basis of the amendment, Mr. President. Thank you.
Further discussion? Senator Ellis.
Mr. President, thank you. I have a question about conducting site visits and consulting. Are you envisioning that they would consult or just visit those schools that have a computer science program or to be attending those schools that don't to understand what their challenges are? And if that's the case, then will they be visiting every school in or every school district in Wyoming?
Senator Coe.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. President. I think I'm in support of the amendment, and with what we passed yesterday, and it makes a lot of sense out there because we've got some districts, for instance, the young people we saw from Powell. Gillette's got a great program going. We do in Cody a little bit. This makes a lot of sense if we're going to have the Department of Education going around the state to look at what's going on out there and focus in on that, because I think it'll make their decision-making process easier. So I think I support the amendment.
Further discussion, Senator Rothfuss.
Thank you, Mr. President. The concept of this amendment, I think, is probably fine, but when you read it in and when you think through the amount of work that has to be done, this is site visits, and it seems to imply that you would have site visits to any district, potentially, that has computer science programs and courses. Well, to some degree or another, most all of them have that. It's not necessarily that they're successful ones. We have courses that, in fact, we've identified as not really being sufficient. So it's not just looking at best practices as this is stated. I think this creates quite a bit of work relative to the objective, where the objective is to figure out who's doing this well and then use those best practices. But, Mr. President, one of the things that we really haven't talked about through this bill is that The Joint Education Committee asked the Wyoming Department of Education during this last interim time period to put together a task force that would really look at this issue. And that task force is comprised of probably 25 different members that include industry and the best practice districts of the state of Wyoming. So we are not behind on consulting our districts. That's why they keep showing up to all of these meetings. They're aware of these efforts. They've been consulted. And, in fact, they're leading the charge in coordination with WDE already. So I don't know that this will do a great deal. I am concerned that it will be a lot of unnecessary work. I'm going to vote against the amendment. I don't know that it'll be tragic if it passes. But what I would just inform the body is that this has already been being done for at least 7 months in terms of making sure that we're engaging those that already are demonstrating excellence as a first step in coordinating this strategy.
For the discussion, Senator Wasserberger.
Thank you, Mr. President. On and in favor of the amendment, I don't see any harm in asking WDE with this to visit some of the schools, and I don't believe it means all of the schools, but they shall visit and conduct site visits. I think that would be a great thing, and so I would encourage your favorable support.
Anybody else before the sponsor speaks for a second time? Anybody else? Senator Rossfuss, for your second time.
And it's just a clarification. It's not the new language that's the concern. It's the new language in context. Because the original language that we passed in the second reading amendment says, calculate costs necessary to implement this act in every school district in the state. And then that is followed by, in conducting this analysis, the department shall conduct site visits and shall consult with Wyoming school districts currently offering computer science programs and courses. When you read those two together, there is an implication that you're going to be doing site districts around the state. It's possible, perhaps, to interpret it another way, but I think the language is a little bit off if we want to assure that there's that flexibility in only going to the schools that are the excellent schools that we want to model.
Okay, anybody else for their first time? Okay, Senator Peterson for your second time.
Thank you, Mr. President, for my second time. In answer to the question, the intent was just for those schools, and I thought the wording was correct, offering a current computer science program in their school district. We have notably, in my discussions with computer science on the recalibration committee, I think there were two schools listed that were actively involved in a solid computer science program being done in-house. And so it was the intent of myself that it would be just probably a site visit to two of those successful programs that we've heard testimony from in the last 2 years. It's always been the same group coming from this one particular district. The point is, quickly, Mr. President, that as I was attending that district over there in my Senate district, this particular school, I was able to talk to that instructor, talk to the elementary teachers that they were working with. And I asked them questions such as, how does this fit into the curriculum? How's the time management? Are you sacrificing something else instead of computer science? Are you finding a hardship fitting the other programs and curriculum in? Not just costs. I didn't get a chance to talk to the administrator, the superintendent of that district, to talk about the cost. But my concern is that previous wording addresses just the cost. There's more to this program than just the cost. There's the curriculum concerns, time scheduling, teachers, certifications, all those things. And I think I learned a great deal, Mr. President, as I visited that particular school district and asked those questions. And just to be able to sit down and ask him, what are you still lacking? Give me your wish list. That would be great information for this Board of Education to have as they develop this curriculum and do this analysis and bring us back a clear and concise plan of how we're going to try to implement it in the state of Wyoming. So I'd ask for your consideration, your favorable vote on this amendment.
We're voting on third reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 29. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no?
No.
That amendment has passed. Are you ready to the question on the Senate file? Senate File 29, having read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? Mr. Vice President, would you come up here, please? The Chief Clerk will please call the roll.
Agar excused. Anderson?
Aye.
Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Baldwin?
Aye.
Barnard?
Aye.
Boner?
Aye.
Bouchard?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Dockstetter?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Ellis?
Aye.
Emmerich?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
No.
No. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Moniz?
Aye.
Nethercott?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Platern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Case, aye to no. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. Senate File 29, 27 aye, 2 no, 1 excused.
Senate File 29, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the Senate, Senate File 29 has passed the Senate. Next bill for our consideration is 81. Senate File 81.
Senate File 81, Game and Fish Department Budget Request, sponsored by the Appropriations Committee, an act relating to game and fish.
Senator Scott.
Mr. Vice President, I ask this be taken off the consent list because I intend to vote no on the bill and just want to explain very briefly why. This bill, if you look on page 3, line 15, we're repealing 23-1502-D. Let me read you the first sentence of that. The Commission shall prepare a separate budget requesting general funds to implement and maintain its sensitive species and non-game programs. And it goes on from there to cite some other specific programs. But that's the big one. Mr. Vice President, I understand, given the magnitude of the operating deficit we have in the state of Wyoming right now, why right now we don't want to use general funds in those programs. And I accept that. And that we can achieve perfectly well by simply not funding them through the general fund budget, as I understand is the plan this year. But I think it's a mistake to remove the authorization and the request to get a budget from them, because what we're doing is we are then taxing the people who buy hunting licenses, game stamps, fishing licenses, for taking care of the general issues we have with non-game. And Game and Fish does a marvelous job on those, but that doesn't really enhance the hunting and fishing and opportunities in the state. It is a service to all of us that are interested in wildlife. It's a protection for many people who use public lands who are fearful with good cause of what the feds might do. And that ought to be long-term a general fund responsibility. And as soon as we can afford it, as our economy recovers, we ought to go back to using general fund. We can get by perfectly well this year without repealing this. You just don't fund it in the budget. But we ought to continue the authorization so we can just fund it in the budget when we can afford it. So, Mr. President, I think it's a matter of fairness. Voted up, voted down, the world won't come to an end either way. But I don't think the long-term scheme proposed by this bill is fair to the hunting and fishing community in our state.
Further discussion, Senator Burns.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I understand the concern of the good chairman of the Labor and Health Committee. Back about 10 years ago or so, more than that, 12 years ago, when we were sitting flush with money, it was the TRW committee that came up with the bill to bifurcate the budgets of Game and Fish and separating off those traditional duties of Game and Fish that had been supported by hunting fees and so forth, and then having a separate income stream for those additional duties that the legislature had put on game and fish, such as sensitive and endangered species and so forth. Those times were fat. We could afford to do it. Times are not so fat now, and it's been the will of the legislature to set game and fish free. We did give them increases in their hunting fees to help try and cover this, but there is no question that those who are paying the hunting fees and so forth are supporting the other duties of game and fish. That's been the will of the legislature, and that's the way it is. I don't necessarily like it either.
Further discussion? Ready to the question? Senate File 81, having read three separate times, the question is, shall the Senate file pass? Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Agar excused. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Ansemley Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Excused.
Excused. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
No.
No. Von Platern?
Aye.
Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. Senate File 81, 27 aye, 1 no, 2 excused.
Senate File 81, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the Senate, Senate File 81 has passed the Senate. Senate File 82, third reading of the Senate file.
Senate File 82, Miners Hospital Board Account, sponsored by the Appropriations Committee, an act relating to the Miners Hospital Board Account.
We do have an amendment. Would the reading clerk please read that in?
Senate File 82, third reading amendment number 1, page 1, line 3.
Senator Hastert.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move third reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 82 and ask for your favorable consideration. Members of the Senate, what this does is grandfathers in those that are in the program today up until July 1st or before July 1st, 2018, when the bill would go into effect. Mr. President, the Miners Hospital Board had met yesterday, and I received an email and a text and a phone call concerning the bill. The board took a look at that. They hadn't had a chance to really peruse the bill. There was concerns raised. They didn't have any supportive data for the 10 years, 5 years, or 8 years for that matter. And they asked for the grandfather clause in there. They've also implemented a 2x2x3 program for the hospital board, and wanted to see how that would move along. And it's they pay the first $2,000 and $2,000 out of pocket from the miner, and $3,000 then is paid by the board. There's hoping that there'll be savings with that, so they're asking for a grandfather clause. And I've got to tell you that we had a memo from the staff that kind of when the bill was drafted kind of along the same lines that, you know, we should look at doing that. So, Mr. Chairman, that's the amendment.
Further discussion, Senator Von Flater, Mr. Vice President.
Thank you, Mr. President. I may have missed this for the sponsor, but is registered the same as eligible? I mean, if you're registered or eligible, or just registered prior to this date?
Just a second, Senator Hastert. Anybody else wish to speak before Senator Hastert speaks for a second time? Anybody else? Senator Hastert, for your second time.
Mr. President, the registered is the rules require that you're registered with the program. So if you're registered with the program, you can be eligible, but you don't receive you know, benefits. You know, like if you've worked there for, I've worked in the mining industry for 5 years, you know, and then you haven't registered, then you're not eligible.
Okay, we're voting on third reading amendment number one to Senate file 82. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Third reading amendment number one to Senate file 82 has passed. Ready for the question on the Senate file? Senate file 82, having read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Agar excused. Anderson? Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case? Aye. Christensen? Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski excused. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
No.
No. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Bonfladen?
Aye.
Aye. Wasterberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. Senate file 82, 27 aye, 1 no, 2 excused.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader, I believe that clears my desk.
Hey, Mr. President, I'm
here. Hold on a second. I'm sorry. Senate file 82, having received the affirmative of the majority of members elected to the Senate, Senate file 82 has passed the Senate. Now, Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that we stand in recess until 2 p.m.
Announcements. Senator Case.
Mr. President, this is a courtesy announcement. Your property and casualty industry has a lunch for us at in room L51.
Senator Meyer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, your committee number 8, Transportation, will meet upon adjournment in Jonah Room S27 to consider the following file. Senate file 60, Women's Wyoming Women's Suffrage Pathway Highway Designation. Senate file 84, Motor Vehicle Registration Deployed Military Members. Senate file 92, Electronic Logging Devices Enforcement.
Senator Christensen.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Judiciary Committee is going to resume the meeting that we were in this morning, continuing on with Senate File 74, Crimes Against Critical Infrastructure. And if I could ask the committee to go straight to the room and delay your lunch for just a few minutes, it would be appreciated.
Senator Hastert.
Thank you, Mr. President. I was asked this morning, mentioned that by staff that they're doing the Capitol tours, and those of us, that's, and me included, that signed up this morning didn't show up. No one showed up. And so I promise that they're doing it at noon today. And so anyone that wants to do a tour of the Capitol construction, meet down at the trailer where we met last year. So if you're interested in the Capitol tour, grab a quick sandwich and head down there.
Mr. Vice President.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your committee, Minerals and Economic Development, number 9, is meeting in about 20 minutes, bottom of the hour, in Jonah Room S18 to consider Senate File 15, Large Project Account Modifications, Senate File 40, Commercial Air Service Improvement, Senate File 79, Vertical Takeoff and Landing Aircraft Regulation, Senate File 56, Real Property as a Collateral Bond.
Any other announcements? You've heard the motion. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The Senate will stand in recess until 2 p.m. this afternoon.